Some in our day claim that it is Roman Catholic or extreme to teach that outside the church there is no salvation. Even though this has been a teaching of the historic Christian church from the church fathers onward, including the reformers, their successors, and the Reformation creeds, Luther's larger catechism, the Catechism of the Church of Geneva, Belgic Confession 28, Second Helvetic Confession 17, and Westminster Confession 25, verse 2. Puritan John Phillips' recently republished book of 120 pages is a sustained argument that eternal life is found only in Christ's church, for it is, as its title proclaims, the way to heaven for those eternally elected by God, redeemed by Jesus Christ, irresistibly drawn by the Spirit, and justified by faith alone. Educated at Cambridge, John Phillips, or Phillips, 1585 through 1663, ministered not only in England but also in Massachusetts and New England, then a British colony before returning to Old England. Phillips began his ministry an Anglican or Episcopalian, was a member of a largely Presbyterian Westminster assembly, and became congregational in his ecclesiology. The English Puritan presents his thesis. It must be known and believed of all that desire salvation that the Regia Via, the King of Kings' highway to heaven, is the Church, without which Church there is no salvation. Page 23. To demonstrate this truth, Phillips turns, first of all, to the typology of the Ark of Noah in which was most lively figured the Church of God, to show that salvation is and only is in the Church. Page 23. Interestingly, this ark imagery used by Cyprian in the early church is cited as the first proof by our Westminster divine and referred to continually by him. In other words, page 23 and 46 through 48, 93, 104, 118 through 119. It is also found in Heinrich Bullinger's 1566 Second Helvetic Confession 17. Second, Phillips explains the head-body union between Jesus Christ and his church, page 24. Next, the author appeals to four other oft-recurring biblical pictures of the church, pages 24 through 30. This position, that salvation is to be had only in the church, is not obscurely noted by those sacred families, so frequent in Scripture where the church is resembled: 1. To a house, 2. To a city, 3. To a mother, 4. To a vine. Page 24. Next, Phillips treats individually four steps in the Ordo Salutis, or order of salvation: election, calling, justification, and sanctification. Pages 33 through 42. Showing how each is such a property of the church that it cannot possibly be separated from it. Page 34. Thus, if there is no salvation without election, calling, justification, and sanctification, and none of these to be found, but only in the church of God, it follows necessarily that there is no salvation out of the church. Page 42. Phillips enumerates four means to effect and perfect man's salvation: the written word of God, called the Scriptures, the ministry of the preaching of the word, the two sacraments of the New Testament, and prayer. Page 43. Quoting many pertinent texts of God's word, he proves that these are the prerogatives of the church. Page 43. And concludes, then we see that the means of salvation being only in the church, salvation itself is only there, and not to be found elsewhere. Page 45. The English Puritan makes a powerful exhortation to join a true church. We read, this calls all men with a most forcible invitation, even as ever they desire to be saved, to enter timely into the strait gate that leads to life. Matthew 7, verse 14. This we should do, forsake all and follow Christ. Mark 10, verse 28. Leave all societies for the communion of the saints. For the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, but was fain to return into the ark again. Genesis 8, verse 9. So let a man compass the whole world, yet shall he never be able to find rest to his soul, until by entering into the church he take Christ's yoke on him. Matthew 11, verse 29, and found on page 48. Unquote. First, if someone were to claim that Phillips is teaching that there is no salvation outside of the invisible church, the company of the predestinate, he should know that the way to heaven excludes this, because the church that we are bound to join is the church institute with the two marks of a true church, faithful preaching and sacramental administration. Pages 43 through 45, 55 through 58, and 87 through 90. For the roadway to heaven is to be joined with some visible Orthodox congregation. Page 47. Second, a reader who is more familiar with fundamentalism or revivalism or modern evangelicalism, which are largely Anabaptists, than with the Reformed creeds and theology might think that Phillips' ship is sailing near Rome. Far from it, Phillips engages in a lively polemic with the Romish Church and its anti-Christian religion, page 16, including its councils, publications, and theologians throughout the way to heaven. Third, one with some grasp of Reformed soteriology with its sola fide, but little knowledge of Reformed ecclesiology with its extra ecclesium nulla salus, might think that Phillips is denying or compromising justification by faith alone. Not at all. The Puritan is rock solid on this article of a standing or a falling church. Pages 35 through 40 and 108 through 111. Phillips, The Way to Heaven is well worth buying and reading.